This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, am I the jerk for telling off my mother-in-law? Ooh.
Well now. Okay.
So they wrote in, they said, am I the jerk for reminding my mother-in-law how awful she treats my husband after she accused him of only coming around when he needs money?
Okay, now I got to read this. She had the defense of her
She's
man.
She's mad.
Okay.
She said, Allie and DZ, I've been with my husband for more than a decade and have mostly stayed out of it. But recently, my mother-in-law genuinely accused my husband of using his parents. For years, we've tried to maintain a decent relationship with them, and it usually revolves around saying nothing when hubby's mom is mean, nasty, or rude to us, and oversteps with our kids. After years of her, at the very least, tainting every occasion with narcissistic ways, I hit a breaking point and told her off. Ooh, this is so many women are dream of this moment.
She's hot.
She said, and put into words what myself, my husband, and our family have endured. I haven't heard from her since on the subject. Hubby gets it, but thinks I overstepped by telling off my mother-in-law.
Okay.
So am I the jerk for telling her off? So it sounds like for years they've been annoyed with this woman.
Well, she had enough.
And they've had the respect where they're not disrespectful. They don't tell her off. They don't say something when she annoys them.
They give her the elder respect.
And then now she snapped and went off.
And when now I'm an elder too, dog.
But part of me is like, how much are you going to take? You're all adults. I understand not wanting to be rude to your in-laws.
Right.
But you're also all adults.
Right.
You don't have to be scared of other adults.
And I don't need to say it again, but our elder adults will never see us as the equal adults to their elder. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we are still all adults.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your own family.
Mm-hmm.
And you made that marital commitment to go to bat for your husband, just like he made that marital commitment to go to bat for you.
Mm-hmm.
But your husband said you overstepped.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
And that's his family.
That's it. Nah, that's his mother.
Oh,
that's his mother.
That's why he doesn't want to get involved.
Imagine,
it's a different relationship.
Imagine this happens to you. Owens, Hudson's partner, whatever, goes, Allie, sometimes you be saying and doing too much with your boys. Please tone it back.
Now you put it in perspective.
Look at you. Why'd you close your fist like that?
If Owen and Hudson's girlfriend looked at me like that, I'd be like, girl.
You better back up before you get backed up.
Whoever you are, get out of my house.
Persons, back up before you get backed up.
Out.
Don't get Fresh Prince jazzed about this door. Ah, right?
I've never understood why mother-in-laws feel like they own so much territory, and now you're putting it in perspective with my sons, and I'm going, of course they do.
Right.
I don't want to be that mother-in-law. Mm. I want to love my daughter-in-law or son-in-law or whatever I get.
We all are that parent.
I hate
to tell you. Unless we can consciously make that shift.
No.
This is exactly what's happening in this situation.
I'm so old, my perspective has changed. I now understand how the mother-in-law feels.
Oh, no! The mother-in-law, it's broken.
Before I had the wife perspective. Now I've got the mother-in-law perspective. Mm-hmm. Ah.
And you're hitting that stage where you go.
Damn it.
My kids are dating. You're going to be mother-in-law soon.
Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is she the jerk for telling off her mother-in-law? She snapped. Yes or no, DZ? Jerker, you're the one who's married.
I want to say no, but this is where the familial line gets crossed. The husband said, you shouldn't have overstepped, but I guarantee you he appreciates you having said something because he was not. Not to his mama, I'll tell you that. All that being said, a little jerky.
It's a little much. Megan in Milwaukee said she's not the jerk, but the husband should be the one telling his mom how she acts is not okay. I do agree with that. The husband should be dealing with her.
But you, again, made your commitment. You are now one. You should be able to fill in where they lack. And he's lacking in telling his mama off because he's scared of that mother. He's thinking of the belt. He's thinking of the switch. He's thinking of the chancla, whatever.
He's regressing back to being a child.
He's a child in front of his mother, just like we all are. We're children in front of our parents.
It's so true.
I'm not a...
It's like the time Owen, he's like 6'4", but he came after Hudson because they wrestle all the time, and I am smaller than Owen now, and I got in his face, and he went, "I'm sorry, yes, ma'am."
Even
and I was like, "Oh, wow, he's so scared of me."
Towering.
And he's gigantic, and I was like, "I'm ballsy for doing this one."
Right.
But I'm getting in his face.
Because let him realize he's big, bro.
But it didn't matter,
and then
he backed down.
He's a baby to you.
Yeah, he's a baby.
And to him, you're big. You're always going to be big.
That's so funny.
You big homie, you OG. You mama bear. You mama dukes.
Somebody said, "Yo, Allie, stop making noise." Do I do that too much? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Mm. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk? She finally snapped and told off her mother-in-law. Her husband thinks she went a little too far, but she's had enough. The mother-in-law, she feels like, genuinely just drives him crazy for years, and she snapped.
Respected jerk, but jerk. I think, man, yeah, that's one family line you don't
cross. I'm
going to
go not the jerk, even though I've come all the way around and felt bad for the mother-in-law. I'm going to say not the jerk. You're an adult. You're allowed to stick up for yourself. You do you. You're probably going to get more respect in the end.
This daughter-in-law didn't grow up with her as a mother.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
They're women to each other, woman to woman. She was trying to have a woman-to-woman conversation, and mother-in-law said, uh-uh.
Whoever said good morning, I'm a Mexican married man, but my mom is my mom, so jerk.
I'm a Colombian married man, and my mom is my mom, so jerk. Touche, Papa.
I'll talk to you next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk because she's been married for, what, like 10 years at least, but her mother-in-law drives them crazy, her and her husband.
We didn't give her a name.
We didn't give her a name. What should we name her? I thought about that, and then we got carried away talking about it.
Ooh.
She snapped. Snappy. We did Stacy yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. Snappy Sally.
We do Sally too much. Fine.
Sally's a recurring character on the show.
Fair enough. Let's go to the phones and find out, though, if she's the jerk for telling off her mother-in-law. Her husband thinks she went too far. Jennifer's in Kenosha. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are you married? I should ask that first. Are you married?
I'm actually only 25, so not yet, but I do have a boyfriend.
Hold on, you could be married
at 25.
We was married by 25. She said, I'm still a child.
No.
She said, sir, I am a child.
I am.
So is...
Okay, I'm there, yes.
Is she the jerk, though, for telling off her mother-in-law?
I do think that she is, because even though I am not married, like I said, I do have a boyfriend, and I just have a lot of respect for my mom, I guess, so I don't know if she has tried just talking to her, but I feel like I would have came at her, like... respectfully, like I wouldn't just let it all build up until I just explode. Like,
Can I say something?
That's what happened.
Can I say something that married people might be thinking in their car? They're totally judging. This is like when you don't have kids yet. They're like, "Oh, you're not married yet, Jennifer. Give it time."
No, yeah.
When you have a boyfriend and you're engaged, you're all about your mother-in-law. You're like, "Let me get to know her," and then you get married. You're like, "This is my turf woman."
Yeah, there is a shift.
No,
there
like,
is
back
a shift.
Up, lady.
There's genuinely
there's a
shift.
I'm also thinking of it from like I do have a 2-year-old daughter, and I kind of feel like I'm already like a monster-in-law.
All right, say less.
Oh, Jennifer.
No one's ever going to be good enough for my baby.
You should have led with that. You should have led. You get it. You get it.
That's all you had to say. Say less.
Baby. She's only 2, though. And I'm already like, no one's ever going to be good enough for my girl.
Trust. We believe and understand exactly where you're coming from. We get it, Jennifer. You get it, too. That's how you say it. That's how you say it.
If someone's really good to my baby, though, and clearly she's really good to this man for him to be with her for 10 years, then if he came to me and was like, you know, hey, you're making me feel some kind of way. I don't know where this is coming from, but we're having some issues. Like, I would accept that. But if you just come and you're screaming at me, I'm going to be in my baby's face like, you need to leave this man.
Right.
Exactly.
Like,
see?
You don't like him here.
See? Fair enough, Jennifer. Fair enough. All right. She kicks it off, says, jerk.
He's giving her the benefit of the doubt because that is his mother. It's not like it's one of his cousins or something.
He's in the middle. But again, he should have dealt with it.
Him. Fair enough. All right.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jennifer.
It.
That is true, but I'm not going to tell my mom that.
Yeah.
You can if you want to, but I wouldn't.
That's the thing. Have a great day, Jennifer.
This is tricky.
We appreciate your call. Bye.
All right. Let's go to our girl, Paulina, in Milwaukee. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
Hey, good morning.
Paulina, it's good to hear your voice.
So all right.
Jennifer just said jerk. What do you think? Is she the jerk for snapping and going off on her mother-in-law?
Paulina's got to say no.
I agree she's a jerk. And it's because I believe that the son should go to the mom, and whether that be an outburst or just talking to her, no matter what, I think it needs to be the son.
Sure.
Because as a mom, I'm a mom of three and I'm married. It would be more personal to me if my child came and had that talk with me than like their girlfriend or boyfriend, because I'd be like, who is this little disrespectful thing talking to me, you know? But if it's my kid, I would take it more personal, like, oh, dang, I'm hurting my kid. Maybe I should chill.
That's,
you know, like, I just thought it would have been more personal coming from the son, and maybe she would change, you know, rather than thinking that the girlfriend's just being disrespectful because she's like, well, my son's not complaining, so why are you?
She's not going to listen to the girlfriend. That's a good point. Yeah.
I had the flip in my mind where Paulina's on one end and I was on the other going, well, if the son says something, she's gonna dismiss that 100% faster than she's gonna from anybody else. Because it's the son.
As a mom of three, I totally feel like it would touch me more personally if my kid came and told me, like, hey, the way you're treating me and talking to me is really affecting me and my family.
This is interesting.
I would start to self-reflect, like, ooh.
Paulina, this is
interesting. It might take a minute, but she'd feel it, though.
I feel this so hard because we do this where it depends on who says it to us.
Yep.
Sometimes our closest friends and family can say the same thing to us, and 100%. We don't care. And then somebody on the outside can say it, and we go, excuse me?
A stranger says it, and you're like, huh?
It's the opposite. You receive it from people you care about, but not people you... So it could go either way.
True. And I was on the other end going, there's no way mom's going to listen to son. Mm-hmm. She hasn't listened to him at all ever. So
she's
why would she start
him.
Now?
Okay. All right, Paulina, you say jerk. Though.
Jerk, doubled up.
Yep.
All right, fam. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
Bye, Paulina.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
Love you too. Last but not least, Roger, our boy, is in Milwaukee.
Morning, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Oh, good morning. Good Good morning, Allie Geezy, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the ROGER. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
You don't need a theme song. You have your whole intro, Roger.
He created his own.
Come on.
For sure.
For sure.
Roger, you're married. Is she a jerk for telling off her mother-in-law?
Yo, I'm a Mexican man and married for 35 years. She's the big jerk.
Oh!
And I'm Latino on top, so
if you weren't Mexican, is she still the jerk?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, I think that's just a conversation between the mom and the son. When you get in between family members, it's a big problem.
Yeah, it starts to get icky. You know?
Well, but you're a family member now, too, though. You're a family member now, too, and that's got to be at least addressed.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. But if the son is enduring all this, if he's taking all this, there's a reason.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? There's a reason why he takes it, and... You can't come in between that.
The reason is that he's scared of the backhand.
And he doesn't want to get involved. That's why. Duh.
He's scared of pow-pows.
I mean, if the son doesn't want to get involved, then that should just tell you, you know.
Leave it alone.
You guys should just talk about it amongst you two and try to see if you can resolve it from there. But if you step in the middle between that, it's going to be crazy.
I hear it. Talk about it. Complain about it at home. Come up with a solution behind closed doors because mom is mom and she ain't
gonna
change.
Too much, though. It was 10 years of it, and she snapped one day. You guys know how that goes. You try your hardest.
Don't let
and
your mother-in-law
boom,
end
explosion.
Your marriage. Do not let your mother-in-law end your marriage.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's where the son even said, you stepped out of line.
Yeah. He did.
You endured all that over the years, and it does build up. I'm not saying she's wrong,
right?
But you can't do what you're gonna do.
She let it boil over when we should have found a different way to work through it. I know.
Now everybody's fighting.
We hear you, Roger. Right now, everybody's fighting. Ain't nobody talking. Right.
All right. Well, Roger, thank you for calling.
All right, you guys have a great Friday.
You too, man. Stay up. Stay blessed. Much love,
would
man.
Would you ever? Would you ever go off on? Have you ever gone off on your mother-in-law? Would you?
No. I don't really feel like my parents-in-laws are like go off worthy.
Yeah.
Now, have we had conversations?
Cool.
Yeah, they're really chill. And honestly, I'm really chill when I'm over there because they got all the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Once the daughters and the sisters, and once my wife and her sisters get together, they carry the energy.
They do it.
So yeah, y'all go ahead and handle that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all handle that. I'm gonna be over here with my kids.
It's interesting. All the people texting in saying jerk. But Haley texted in and said, does she have a monster-in-law? She says not the jerk. Oh, people saying she's the jerk is diabolical. 10 years, she's fed up. Who said she hasn't tried having a civil conversation? As someone who has a monster-in-law, she's not a jerk. So Haley was triggered the other way. See, Haley, you should have called in.
Haley came into the defense late.
Said, hold on.
We still read your text, though.
Noel, jerk on the air, though.